From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, filling in for Peter Sagal, Mike Pesca.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. I am Mike Pesca. I am host of a podcast called The Gist. I'm filling in for Peter Sagal. The Gist is about news and politics and whimsy. Remind you of a show you like. Anyway, I hate to have to do this, but I do need to start out with a correction of something that was said on this program last week. Peter reported a finding that there are tiny amounts of gold in our poop. Now, don't worry. That is true. There are tiny amounts of gold in the poop. But we misidentified the group who made this claim. It's not the U.S. Geological Society, it's the U.S. Geological Survey. They noticed our mistake. I don't know, somehow they're used to going through things with a fine-tooth comb. So they want you to know, when you think about gold in your poop, think about them, the U.S. Geological Survey. We won't misidentify you when you call in to play our games. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hello, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Charlie Anthony, and I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Hello, Charlie. Thanks for joining us. What do you do there in Seattle?
I work at a large technology company that I'm sure you've heard of.
Yeah. And is this technology company the only place in America where you're not allowed to use the verb to Google?
No, actually, I happen to do it quite often. I also happen to enjoy certain types of cherries from time to time.
Now, Charlie, let's introduce you to our panel. First up, writer, humorist, rabble-rouser, and contributor to the Daily Beast, P.J. O'Rourke.
Okay.
Next, Charlie, we ask you to meet a comedian performing in Troy, New York, at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on April 18th, Paula Poundstone.
Hey.
And a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Adam Felber.
How you doing, Charlie?
Hi.
All right, Charlie, we're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize, scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Are you ready, Charlie?
I am super excited to start, yeah.
All right, here's your first quote. It is from a governor named Mike Pence.
Was I expecting this kind of backlash? Heavens, no.
Governor Pence was talking about the backlash to a heavily criticized new law on the books this week in his state. What state?
Indiana.
That is correct. Indiana. People across the country are boycotting Indiana to protest their Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Some people think this law is a bad thing, but thanks to Mike Pence, people now have an excuse to get out of their upcoming trip to Indianapolis. And you know, both NASCAR and Walmart have come out against this law and a similar one in Arkansas. That is right, gay Americans. NASCAR and Walmart are with you. I'm going to say it's official. This is the straightest gay has ever been.
Mike, how do you boycott Indiana?
It is a useful state to travel through.
I have spent my entire life unintentionally boycotting Indiana.
Well, now in a production of Music Man, the adorable Winthrop takes the stage and sings, Erie, Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania. Was it Governor Pence?
Yeah.
Didn't he start saying like that people were not being tolerant of Indiana?
Yes.
I love it that he turned that word. You know, he took, you want to talk tolerance? You guys are being intolerant of Indiana.
Yeah, that's
the other thing. So the other thing that Pence did, he used the word Hoosiers a lot, if you noticed that in his press conference.
Yes.
It was 13 times he said things like Hoosiers. Hoosiers are a loving, kind, and decent, and tolerant people. And I just think it would be cool if governors from other states use this gambit, right? Like the governor of Oregon saying, we know that we beavers don't discriminate. beavers are a kind, hospitable sort. A beaver baker would never refuse to serve who choose to live an alternative beaver style. Beaver.
Exactly. Or California. We idiots.
We are tolerant idiots.
We're tolerant idiots.
Idiots are kind people.
Yeah. And you bring us a cup of water. We'll welcome you.
Charlie, here is your next quote. It's from President Obama.
It is a good deal.
Mr. Obama was, of course, talking about the all-you-can-eat shrimp deal at participating Red Lobsters. No, he was talking about the nuclear deal reached with what country Thursday?
Iran.
That's right, Iran. U.S. was actually able to reach a nuclear deal with Iran. If you're not familiar with Iran, they're sort of the Indiana of the Middle East. The terms of the deal were very specific. Okay, deal might be a bit of a stretch. They call this thing the framework for the outlines of a deal. They say that it's the basis of a framework for a deal. Like, it's a framework for a deal-like structure to begin shaping the pre-outline of the scaffolding of the blueprint of a sketch.
It's more of an inkling, really.
Iran will reduce its stockpile of low-enriched uranium, scale back its centrifuges, and in exchange, the U.S. will lift sanctions, and Zayn will rejoin One Direction. There was the big facility there, which is the Fordow facility. They agreed that...
which is oddly not for profit. No.
It's not for profit, and it's not for making nukes anymore, they say. They will be turned into a nuclear research center and possibly a petting zoo.
There'll be... Where all the animals glow!
All right, for your last quote, Charlie, listen to these tweets. Just a sampling of many.
So sad I missed breakfast. On a hangover, and too late for breakfast. 10:30, and I was denied breakfast. You are losing customers.
These poor souls are now rejoicing as WHO announced that they will now, at long last, serve breakfast all day.
Oh, God, please don't tell me it's McDonald's.
It is McDonald's. Yes, McDonald's. They're selling breakfast all day, right?
I actually...
Because they, like, never heard of IHOP.
Do you think... I think this came about when in the McDonald's boardroom, everyone was like, we need something that'll sell like hotcakes. Do you mean like literally like hotcakes? Yeah, we could go with that.
Well, we do sell hotcakes in the morning.
I'm one of those customers who've made a mad dash to the McDonald's only to find at 10:31 that we don't have the breakfast menu.
I know you're not fibbing because that is the exact time they turn over the breakfast menu.
Oh, yeah, and they are tough as nails about it. You're like, yeah, I don't...
10:01, there goes the Egg McMuffin.
I always kind of crane my neck towards the back and go, isn't it? It's easy to just...
Is a sausage patty that different from a hamburger? I've tasted it, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't even want the meat. If I could just, if there's like an old egg or something...
So the stats are, last year, 2014, McDonald's profits fell by 15%, one of their worst years ever. They've been crowded out in the fast casual category by...
They were called fast casual?
That's what... Well, their competitors are. McDonald's is just called, you know, that old crappy McDonald's.
Fast food, yeah.
I was going to say, because I felt awful. I've been overdressing.
Bill, tell us, how did Charlie do in our
Charlie, everybody's a winner here, and he did very well. It helps if you're 3-0, and you are, Charlie. You're the winner.
Wow.
Congratulations, Charlie. You win. Charlie, thanks for playing. Enjoy Carl's voice. I'm loving you.